Barbershop Quartet Day.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. That was pretty good.
That was good. Hello.
Hello.
A guy in India walks into a doctor's office, not feeling well. They start running tests on the guy. They start looking him over. They found 263 coins in his stomach.
What's this guy doing?
I don't know.
Thinks he's a piggy bank. I don't know.
He's okay. Eating these things, isn't he?
Well, here's the thing. If I'm walking...
Ryan, in, no. No, he is not. Ryan, get out of here.
I am no internist. Oh, but I'm thinking that he's ingesting these things.
Think of time. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
Do you want to go see Willie Nelson?
Heck yeah, I want to see Willie Nelson.
Okay, Sarah, you're going.
I just got engaged last week, and now I want tickets. This is the best week ever.
Now, if you're consistently not getting enough sleep, your brain starts eating itself.
Oh, lovely.
That explains so much about all three of us.
Yeah, it's true.
No wonder I can't find my words some days, or I don't know what day it is.
It's because your brain's having a morning snack. That's why.
Half of my brain's gone.
Brains need breakfast, too.
What do you think? I got a little cerebellum this morning?
Yeah.
Try the medulla.
I'm gonna go grab a little temporal lobe in a little while.
I was basically calling in just to thank y'all. I'm a truck driver, and you guys got that Listen Live. I listen to you guys every morning, play that. It feels like I'm right back at home. Like, I forget that I'm out on the road. So it really takes away some of the homesick while I'm gone.
Well, thank you for saying that. Well, that is really beautiful. Nice.
That's a nice new part of our business over the past number of years that we can bring home to people no matter where they are. That's great.
Always with you.
Listen to you guys all morning.
I would just like to say that quote of the day this morning helped me out immensely.
Really?
Oh, good.
What's the quote?
You will be exactly as happy as you decide to be.
Mm-hmm.
Change my day. Big time.
Oh. Thank you. Well, that's what we're here to do. Thanks for calling. Make them laugh, make them cry. That's what we do around here. That's great. Great call.
I found it on a bathroom wall.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm just kidding. No, that was sweet. That was very sweet.
I just want to thank you guys for giving me the fuel to get through the morning. You guys are amazing. And honestly, I listen to you every morning, but I wanted to thank you guys for helping me get through every morning, because without you guys, I probably wouldn't be able to, you know, go to my job without the fuel you guys give off. So I appreciate it.
That's great to hear.
Thank you so much.
A tractor trailer crash happened in Arkansas yesterday, and it had the highway covered in frozen pizzas.
Adam 12, can we get an oven truck out there to the highway as quick as possible?
They were baking in the sun.
Where's the action? It's the corner of DiGiorno and Tombstone.
8% of us admit we've used this to floss our teeth. The answer is hair.
Yeah. Have you used your hair to floss your teeth?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't do it now, though. Hair's too short. You can't reach around that far, can you?
Yes, I can. My hair's not too short.
It'd probably be close. I mean, you wouldn't have a lot of room to spare there.
I have plenty.
That's a long way around the front, though. To go back and forth? Oh,
no,
sorry.
Scott, what do you think? You pull your hair out.
Oh, you take the hair
out. And then you put it in your teeth. Ring, ring, ring.
Oh, I was thinking it was still attached.
No! Oh, my gosh! No! I'm not a barbarian!
Heather North died yesterday. She was 71 years old. The voice of Daphne on Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
Now, Daphne, was she the one, the long-haired one?
She was the pretty one, yeah.
Okay, wow.
They were both.
Whoa! Wow!
Well, look, come on.
Ryan, R-Y-A-N.
You didn't let me finish by the standards, which are totally wrong in this country, that I do not abide by. She would be the pretty one.
We love you to death.
And a new study shows that vegans and vegetarians are more depressed than meat eaters because of the lack of B12.
This is not fact. This is what their research has found.
Well, you know what helps me when I'm angry?
Baconator. Yeah. Juicy steak.
And therein lies the problem.
You met some nice jingle singers over the weekend. Who were they?
I did. Mm-hmm. I met Tori and her two children, Jace and Haley, at my Metro PCS remote in Maslin. Mm-hmm. Such good people. Couldn't be any cuter.
And they sing our jingle?
And they love the jingle.
All right.
Well, you got to sing the jingle for us. You sound just like it.
Scott and Sarah in the morning. 94.9.